time you are not trying your body. There is no connection with your body now. You are just tied to your mind and you are managing your mind that, hey, you are still on the race, you can finish this, you just need 16 under 16 hours.
Gotcha.
So that's the goal here. So then the goal becomes different. It's not about how fast I can go, it's like how slow I can go so that I can finish under 16.
Hi, I'm Praneet and welcome to my show, The Active Hour, where we discuss health and fitness, nutrition, and the blueprint to enhance your vitality. This is the part two of my conversation with Sumit. We stopped at an interesting question last time. And in this episode, you're going to hear the rest of the conversation from there.
In like half Ironman or full Ironman, I see like people just start walking at, when they're near the finish line. Why can't they just run and finish it off? Because that 1-2 minutes or like the 1 minute will still be like a record, right? Okay, I finished it in so and so minutes.
Yeah.
So what is the concept behind when people just they come running, but then at the end they just walk?
Yeah. So that is really a good question actually. That is again comes down to the same thing. So when we run the half marathon and marathon, right?
Yeah.
So you can always feel that you can do it after last 1 mile. You can just make your PR, right?
Yeah.
You can do that. The reason is, it is, even it's a long distance, it is still under 4 hour, 5 hour period, right? 6 hour.
Correct.
But when you are running for 10 hours, you don't have a control on your body, okay? You are struggling mentally. So you are almost, if somebody asks you to excuse something, you will slap him because you are so much tired mentally. so you are just doing to make sure, now your thing is not to make your PR, okay? I mean, when people do first time, second time, or third time, right? So it is not your chance to make a PR. I mean, definitely the PR thing can motivate you after fourth or fifth. But those things is what you calculate. I mean, general public, not everybody, I'm saying.
Yeah.
In general public, what's in their mind is, I have 16 hours, okay? Am I under 16? Okay. Is it okay? That is the only calculation they have.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So that helps them to calm down. I can finish under 16. Okay. So then their mental is not attached to finishing fast. Their thing is, am I under cut over or not? Okay. So that is the only motivation they have left. So that is after 10 hours, right? After 10 hours, your mind is not set with your body.
Okay.
So you are totally pissed off. You are just managing your mind.
Understand, yeah. I mean, don't take me wrong. I was just trying to understand.
That's a good thing. But that's how the difference is. That's where the difference comes. Because that time you are not trying your body. There is no connection with your body now. You are just tied to your mind and you are managing your mind that, hey, you are still on the race, you can finish this, you just need 16 under 16 hours.
Gotcha.
So that's the goal here. So then the goal becomes different. It's not about how fast I can go.
Yeah.
It's like how slow I can go so that I can finish under 16. So the things change mentally. You just place around the dice that, hey, I'm not trying to be fast. How slow can I go so that I'm not painful, I'm not creating problem to my mind,
gotcha,
and I can still finish under that. So the things change here. So now you are not physically active. You are just mentally just working. I mean, after 4 hours, then you are know that, hey, this is nothing. It is about my mind. I need to work on my PR. I need to sub 12, sub 11, sub 10. So that thing slowly comes because you, and when you are doing second or third, you are still under that, hey, I need to finish it. I mean, slowly you fix that thing in your mind that, hey, it is, I need to make it now PR. I'm done with the just finishing it. So that's why you see those first, the people who are really just going, they are just walking and they slow down more as they close. They just say, hey, I'm done.
Even the elite runners, like let's say people who are coming first, even they're just running, and then the moment they see the finish line, they're just slowing down, and then they just walk the last.
So the steps. Thing is, they, I mean, everything, even the experienced people, they have gone through a lot of things
in
that experience. So they, after 10 hours, I told you, right? 10 hour is manageable. I mean, 10 is even very long time, right?
Yeah.
So imagine, so after 10 hour, I mean, everything is different in your body. There's no connection. You are just working by your mind.
What are your splits? What were your splits for the full Ironman?
So my full Ironman, I had trouble with my swim. Okay, yeah. So that is a different
even experience. For me, man. The swim is like so hard. I'm decent with bike. I'm good with running, but swimming, I'm just so fucking slow.
Yeah. So my problem was not that I have a problem with swim.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, so my thing is that I'm not that fast, but I had no problem that I will not make a cutoff, okay? So I had a good confidence in that. The problem was that I was not used to put my bike jersey under my wetsuit, okay? And my wetsuit little bit was tight for me. And when I was training, I was not using that jersey inside me. So that is another thing you learn, that whatever you are doing race, you should be training with those.
Oh man, and it had to happen on your full Ironman day.
Yeah.
All so this new stuff happen only on the fucking race day.
Yeah. Like shoes and all these things. Yeah. You need to be training all these things for many weeks before.
Yeah.
So just after the swim, just started the swim, and after 100 yards, I felt that I'm not breathing right. And created panic. And the panic is that, hey, I am not breathing and something is wrong. And did not click that my suit is tight for a minute. And I kept thinking and I was like over breathing, and it never happened in my training. I mean, at least like after 100 yards, I cannot imagine that I'm just started and I'm tired and I'm over breathing.
Yeah.
It just clicked that, hey, I'm not breathing. Something is tight on my chest. So I have to go to a kayak. Okay. I found a kayak and I asked the guy that, hey, can you just pull down my jib?
Okay.
I cannot take off the suit now. And I can't know. I don't know that what would be chances of all these things. But I just asked him, can you pull the chain?
Yeah.
So he pulled my chain for that thing. And after open the chain, and then I felt relaxed that, hey, now I can breathe. I let it open. And with the open chain in that my suit, I kept doing these things. And that's how I completed. So it was 1 hour and 40 minute or something. I don't remember exactly, but like that. But yeah, so that has a decent time. Like a total cutoff is 2 hours and 20 minutes for the full Ironman. So I was around that time and I came out, and there was a two loop. So the two loop make it more worst, because the first guy is already there when we started. So they were in the second loop and we just started. Okay. Yeah. So that's how even that created problem, that it was so crowded and we were on one on each other. Like it was so I was really not swimming. I was always sighting, because sighting becomes so difficult in the ocean, because it has little wavy. Okay, so after one buoy you don't see what is next. Okay, so in the like lake, you at least you can see few buoys down that what is it happening. But in this and one more thing I wanted to avoid is that nobody make a hurt me. Okay, so just don't, nobody just put hand or leg on me. So I was keep checking that I'm not in sight of somebody, I'm going and nobody's around me. So that always wanted me to like keep checking, keep sighting, and that little bit slowed me. But I knew that I'm not in danger for the cutoff. So I kept pacing for that and wanted to finish normal without any other trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, and then bike was strong. So I started bike and bike was strong. I never had that good bike in my training.
So how long did it take for you to finish the swim?
Swim 1 hour 40 minutes.
Okay.
Almost.
Okay. Yeah.
And then when I started bike was strong. I mean, I felt that very good, that once I'm out of water, I'm on land. Then bike was around 17 average I could make for whole full.
That's fucking awesome. So
112 miles, I had like 16.9 or 17 average. So I had a good pace every time. I never stopped. I had one stop only for like a restroom and little bit of I need to change, and then that's it. So I kept moving and I had no problem like cramping or anything. I mean, generally I never have cramping in my race time. That's right. A good thing, at least for me, that I never feel that situation. But once I was trying so good in the bike, and once I came out to the T2, let's say transition 2, my whole feet were totally under like
blisters.
Yeah, all the blisters, like every corner of my feet.
From where? Like, was it from the swim or was it from the bike?
No, actually what happens, some reason this is the same thing. We were in all like fast thing, I did not put like Vaseline and all these things when I started bike, and the little bit shoes were rubbing on my feet for some reason. I mean, that's what another learned, that you just don't train the training, but also all these things, that how it feels okay. for the long distance. So gotcha. It yeah. started blistering, and when I put feet on ground,
were they new shoes or something, or like
no, I never used to have those many blisters, but for some reason, okay, I mean, after that, okay. It happened. I mean, all these things.
You had the cleats on, right?
Yeah, cleats on. Yeah.
That's another thing that yes. I need to train. But how hard is it to get adjusted to the cleats?
Yeah, it's not hard. I mean, it's more about like if you do daily and you feel it's good. That's how. I mean, last 2 years, that's what I'm using in my regular.
Even did you life. Fall I down?
Never actually.
Okay.
That's what I had. I yeah. always thought that I will fail down, but yeah. I never. So good luck for that. Nice. Yeah, but yeah, you need to train for that definitely, because that helps a lot of your power. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Like a lot of people, a lot of folks suggested me that, you know, because without the shoes, I can do like, usually when I'm training, I'm probably going like 16, 17. But they said, if you wear the cleats, you're probably going to bump up to like 19, 20.
Yeah.
So then, go ahead. So you're able to do that 112 miles in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the transition, basically, when I was just on the land, I felt that, hey, my feet are in the pain. I mean, real pain.
Okay.
If I just walk, I feel blister from everywhere. Shit. And they are totally not letting me even walk. Okay. And the transition in the Ironman is a little different, that you get a good shadow place and it's like a tent. Okay. You can just sit inside.
Okay.
I mean, generally in the half Ironman, everything is happening around your bike. Wherever your bike, you put stuff under towel. But they have a good place, and they will take your bike, and they will give you your based on your number, they will give you your next packet.
Okay.
So that's all arranged. So that's good. But once you sit down, you see everybody is putting their running stuff. And that's what I realized, that, hey, I'm totally done here. I mean, even my energy, I spent good energy to make the bike good. But after that, I was totally done. Then I realized that I need to work now mentally, like from my mind. There's nothing left in my body, and I have a full pain. So I cannot run.
So how do you do it?
So I slowly put everything, washed my feet and everything, and put new socks, running shoes, and I just started walk, and it was totally painful. So I kind of calculated that if I complete in 6 hours, I am still under 15 hours, okay? Because my bike was good, so I was not in panic. But I needed to keep doing, because even you do the simplest thing, after that it becomes boring and you feel like, oh man, why I'm doing?
Exactly.
So that is thing that I need to keep doing, even if it's a simple or if it is not making thing. And because it's so slow and people are moving around you, you feel more panic that, hey, everybody is moving, why you are not?
Yeah.
And I realize that if I do a lot, I am maybe injuring, because that is the longest distance I have done so far, right? In all this combination. So then I was more careful. I was more calculating than doing work, actually. I was keep doing after every mile. I was checking my pace, everything. So I realized that I can maintain with my half run, half walk, 15 of pace, okay?
Okay.
So I was settled with that. I calculated it will take 6 hours or some minutes for me. And that's what happened. And I need to keep doing it. So only motivation I need to do is keep using that pace, 15 minutes per mile pace with my half run or walk. And I'm good with the walk. I mean, when I do walk, I can really brisk walk, and it is good, like a Gandhi march kind of thing. So I can see some of the people were running, but I could walk faster than they run. I mean, I see that thing happens, and I am good with that. So I knew that with this pace, and I calculated everything, every mile I was putting, that I'm on the right track. So I keep doing it. And I was all in 15 minutes, and almost like 6 hours or some 30 minutes or something, I was able to finish that.
Okay.
So yeah, so that is the thing. Even you find your sweet spot. So yes, so you have to find your sweet spot. What is your sweet spot, and is it working? And is it working every time, every mile, every minute? Is it working or not? So that you have to keep checking. Once you find, and you cannot fall back from there. Because once you are done from there, then there is no comeback in the last stage. So that is one realization I had and learning, basically. that, hey, you need to find your sweet spot. Then you have to work. Make sure that at least that sweet spot is working. I mean, I knew I could little bit run, but mentally, my body did not allow me. Hey, now I'm fixed. Like I said earlier, right? That, hey, the time you need find, you fix your mind that this is a comfort, this is a sweet, you can do that. Then you cannot go faster, man, because your mind is stuck with that. That, hey, I'm under 16 hours. I'm fine with that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think after a certain point, it's important to finish.
Yep.
Like we just discussed, rather than hurting our own self.
Yeah. 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 So that is the game, actually. So that is actually endurance, actually, right? So I always read few books about it. I'm just don't go like with just with myself. So the endurance is about it. It is not about the finishing fast. Okay. It is about, can you endure for that time? So the time is given to you. It's your first race, second race. Then you need to work it. Make sure that you are not injured after the day. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want somebody to help you next day to take you somewhere, even you finish. So you want to be so comfortable. So that is endurance. You need to build that. If you need to be comfortable next day, and if you're fast, that's fine. Okay. So make sure that you are not totally done after your race, because after race, I was alone. I was not having any other buddy with me to take my, that is another thing that is a separate from Ironman, that you need to take your bike and everything to your hotel and everything. And you are still not in your hometown. You have to fly back after one day. So all these things you have to
ask someone. Next time I'll probably tag along with you. Help me with the visa stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
We'll go to the. I've heard like the same Ironman races in Europe are like fucking beautiful, right?
Yeah. I was planning actually Nice, France Nice, but I realized that it has a very very big challenging bike course. Okay.
Okay.
It's I think 6 or 7, 8 or maybe more 8,000 feet elevation gain.
Okay.
So that actually will not be really, you need really training for that.
Good training. Yeah. That's what I've heard. I'm so into learning and doing a full Ironman. Most of my thoughts and stuff that I watch is mostly about endurance sports, triathlon. In sports in general, I love sports. I love running. Running is my ultimate favorite. It's my number one favorite of all times. And I really like one of the quotes that you mentioned when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, that weather, at the end of the day, it's just the weather, so you don't let that affect you.
Yep.
How do you usually train in the Texas heat?
So actually I create inclusive environment, okay?
Yeah.
So when I say inclusive, I was reading one book which talks about that, hey, people train so hard, okay? People train so hard for ultra marathons, like 100 miles, 200 miles, all these things. I was reading about the ultra marathon books, okay? So what happens is only 50% or less than that, 40% or 30% completes that distance. Even they train for it. So what happens, that coach was telling, and that the writer was telling me that in the book, that hey, it doesn't happen because they were not trained.
Okay. I
mean, if you go for a race, at least you are trained, right? 80% people should be passing that because they have trained it. I mean, 20% just signed up, that's okay.
Yeah.
But at least 80% to 70% should be able to finish it. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
So because they trained it, and that's how they came, and they are not just doing by self and overnight and they came. So we can guess that, hey, 30% might have just tried their luck, that hey, by luck somehow they can finish the 100 mile. But how come 80%, even not even 70%, only 40% are able to make to the finish line?
Yeah.
So that author and that coach was telling that, hey, it is not about the only the distance, okay? It is also about that how you react to a situation. If something goes wrong in your body, can you fix it? That is also part of a race. People, half of the people who were out, they were vomiting, their stomach was bad, their gut was bad. So all these things is also part of your training. How can you fix that? What kind of food you take? What kind of things you take? What happens if there is rain? If there is something else? If there is too much hot, how much water or how much electrolyte you take? So that is a part of your training. So that tells me that, hey, it's not just running. It's not just going out and running. You also need to look, what kind of weather I can run, what kind of things I need to wear, what kind of food I eat one day before so that I can run tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
So it everything becomes inclusive. So you are not running just that 1 hour or 2 hour in the Texas. You need to manage that weather also.
Yeah. Okay.
So you need to think that, hey, this is hard, but still I can do it. What time or all these things. I mean, so then you can find the fix, not that, hey, what is the problem outside of it? So there is no outside. So you need to take everything inclusive, that everything is part of the race. Your environment, your weather, wherever you are, it's part of your race. So you need to fix it, then you will find a solution. So there is nothing fixed solution, but based on that in your situation, you will find. So that's how you will find that, hey, Texas is a little hard, something is working, something is not. Then you will find what time and all these things to manage it. So once you start thinking in that direction, that everything is inclusive, it's not only going out for run, it's also all other factors, food, things, nutrition, timing, all these things will become your part of journey. So that's how you will create the endurance part in your life.
Understood, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me try to implement all of these.
I mean, was a great learning. I mean, we always think, right, running is just running. Go out. When you start the running, that's the running start. No. Anything in the endurance start before that, hey, how can you keep running? It's not about running. How can you keep running?
Gotcha, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I became a little philosophical. But
it's all good. Thing. You know, it's good to like know all of this, you know. So you work full time as a software engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You train intensely for all your races. You've done so many half Ironmans, done a full Ironman. What are your next goals from here?
Yeah, so that's a good thing. So yeah, so the one thing I initially created, like, these are not like hobbies you can create, okay? So there is something inside, you have to find why you are doing all these things. So when you're doing these things, so there is always a goal which you makes you changing. So my interest is not only in the Ironman, I'm also looking into the ultra marathons, trail running.
That's so fucking my awesome.
Goals, yeah, so my goals are doing, I already planned my few 24 races. What I'm doing, something in California, it's called UTMB Endurance Race. I'm doing 150K. I already done 50K, but that would be a little more challenging with elevation. So a couple of 50Ks. At one point, I want to do 100K, but I'm not sure when. Maybe next year sometime, or maybe next
year.
Sounds
so fun.
yeah. So that is the training I want to plan next few years. So I want to get into a little bit more deep into ultra marathons, these ultra train runnings. So that is the next goal I'm looking, and I'm already scheduling them now for 24 at least. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so cool. I truly wish you all the best for your training and for those runs as well.
Sure, yeah. Thank you so much. And good luck to you and for your next ultra or any kind of running and the Ironman. I'm sure you will do one Ironman one day. Yeah.
Thank you, yeah. My plan is to do it in 2025. I want to do an Olympic and a half Ironman next year. And in 2025, I'm for sure going to do a full Ironman. And I want to do it in New York. So.
Awesome. Yeah,
that's my goal. And thank you for taking time and coming on to my show. Thank you so much. It was such a wonderful conversation. I personally have learned so much.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this was my first experience and I loved it, actually. And thanks for having me. Yeah, thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for taking time and listening to this episode. And I hope you liked it. If you did, please leave a review from where you're streaming from. Share my show with your friends, and I hope I was able to entertain you. Thank you for tuning into the Active Hour podcast. And until next time, be ambitious, exercise every single day, eat nutrient-dense foods, and stay active.